Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. There is nothing but joy in this studio, I can tell you. Back in early May, you'll remember we spoke to Alicia Arkins about raising funds to send kids from her dance school. That's Arkins Dance Academy in Summerhill, over beyond to the Dance World Cup in Prague. It happened thanks to donations from all of you listeners and others as well. 28 members, wasn't it, Alicia? 28.
It was, yeah.
The troupe made it to Prague. They came home yesterday. They're in studio. Welcome, Alicia. And welcome, Maisie. Want to say hello, Maisie?
Hi.
And Sunny.
Hi.
Now, people have been texting us and messaging us going, how did you do over in Prague? And you can reveal, Alicia, this morning.
We done absolutely amazing. Way better than expected. We're at the coming home with a bronze medal, and it was a routine that all of the kids was in, so they all have bronze medals.
So it was a whole group bronze medal.
It was a whole group, yeah.
That's third in the world.
Yeah, in the whole world, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. It's just amazing.
You had a big high for the last couple of days.
Yeah, it was actually an emotional roller coaster. We felt every emotion because there was days where you didn't get to find out whether you had place unless you were in the top six. So you couldn't stand up with your country flag unless they called out the top six. So we didn't know we were in like top tens until we actually came home to the hotel and was checking online. We found out we were the top eight in the lyrical groups. We were ecstatic. And then we got top 10. It was amazing. Two of the solos, top 10. And then we got a sixth place in a solo. She was able to stand up with her flag. And I don't think the competition's ever seen a group so happy to get sixth place in all their life. We were screaming the place down. And then we were doing like, well, but we weren't hearing us being called out. And the last team on Friday night was our last chance at just giving it everything. And we said, listen, you have to do all the work. Just go out, do what you do best. And when they called out them for the bronze medal, it was just... The roof
came off.
Yeah.
Explain to people how much of a big deal this particular World Cup is. It's a serious competition, isn't it?
It's the biggest competition in the whole world of dance. So it's basically the Dance World Cup. So you have these like other organisations that do competitions and they do like world championships and different stuff like this. But this competition it's basically the Olympics of dance competitions and acro dance and all these genres go on stage and it's just so... how big it was. There was three different stages in the Congress Centre in Prague, and these three different stages ran from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. for 10 days. Wow. That's how big it was. Was 20,000 people at the opening ceremony on the Friday.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, and there was like over 30,000 streamers from all over the world watching on live stream. I knew how big it was, but I think when you got over there, it's just like it hit you, and you're like, we're at the getting them there. And I was determined to get the money to get them there because I knew they belonged there and they're after proving it right.
Like. We heard the determination. we knew the story 2 months. We know it's a longer story and I will chat to it later on. But people were really moved by your appeal that time. And I'm delighted you got there. You had a few Aer Lingus strikes and things in between. But look, you got there and there's two girls here sitting with medals around their neck.
Yeah.
Tell us who you have with us, by the way.
This is Maisie and this is Sunny.
And how incredible are these girls?
Amazing, yeah. They're amazing. I actually, do you know what? It's when they said to bring two, I had to put all the names in the hat. And these two came out because I couldn't pick between them.
We have a small studio.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, come here. They'd all be here and you wouldn't get a word in if the rest of them all came together. Yeah.
Sonny, you're a big chatter, I'm told.
Yeah.
How are you feeling today?
Good.
What was it like last night? Because last night is the first time you really get home, is it?
Yeah.
Can you describe what you saw when you came home and people that had the excitement of everyone?
Oh, it was great because when we were getting off the bus, they all had like island flags and all, and like all the families was just there outside with like the island flags and stuff. It was really like, it was like surprising because like, we didn't know that people were going to be standing outside for the bus and all.
Oh, really?
The mass I went home on the 5th, like right outside the bus, like with that island flag singing like ole, ole, and it was just funny and all.
You felt like Kelly Harrington
coming home
for the Olympics. And what age are you?
11.
11. And did you have a solo? It was amazing. You were doing the solo.
Solo.
You were doing the solo. Describe a solo now in the dance.
Well, I do like mad faces, like screwy ones. And I wear like a straitjacket, so I'm supposed to be like crazy. And I had my hair all like back combed and all. So I looked like a crazy person.
But it's like, it's very gymnastic, isn't it, Alicia? It's unbelievable the effort you put up into this.
Yeah.
Who was crying non-stop for 24 hours?
Oh my God.
Happy tears.
Yeah, definitely.
Every time we looked, she was like crying again. I was like, no one even look at Sunny, she's just going to cry again. She cried the whole time, the whole way home. So I had done all their makeups in like lion faces. So I painted all their makeups and they all had spray paint in all their hair. So when we got back to the hotel, they looked like they'd been on a bender for like a whole week. The makeup was down around their chins. There was just tears everywhere. The hairs were everywhere.
My hair was like so big. Because it was like crimpy and all.
It was like I'd just been dragged around the tray by a monkey.
The hair is pretty spectacular for the performance. Who did the hair?
My ma.
Her mum done, yeah.
Your mum is Mairead?
Yeah.
And how many people's heads, how many hair heads did she do?
27,
because Jake was 28.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. She must be, how did she do that? That's unbelievable effort. She must be wrecked today.
Yeah, her fingers were like sore and like you could only see like paint, and like she had her like engagement ring on and it was all like different colours. But she got a clip.
She did like the hair Olympics.
Yeah.
The reaction last night, Alicia, when you came home.
I actually came home yesterday morning and I brought Jake home. We have one boy and he's surrounded by all these girls and he's just amazing. But his mom passed away a couple of weeks ago. So when he came home, all his brothers and sisters were standing down Sheriff Street with the flags and I was like, we're at the giving them that happiness. He feels his happiness and his dad was just ecstatic. And his dad actually took the bronze medal off and put it on his neck. And I said, I need to get you a t-shirt with Dance Dad on it. And he was like, make sure it's extra large. They were all watching from home on the live stream and they were saying he was just amazing. And he was, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was just fantastic. So when I came home, he had a solo the day after they had all flown home.
Right.
So we had to stay an extra day, him and another one of my seniors, Amber. And they done amazing in their jazz solos. And so we were flown home after that. So I dropped him home. And to see like that happening in Sheriff Street as well.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
The poor boy, he lost his mum only 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That's very sad for
Debbie,
them.
You've
gone through so many emotions.
We had a broken arm. And then, obviously, that's not even at the magnitude of losing one of the dance parents, but that was, like, it was so devastating for us, but we were trying to...
was broke, because we were rehearsing, and Shelby, our name is, and she, like, got excited on the lift with Ruby, was it?
Yeah.
And she jumped over, and I was right beside her. I was like, me and Maisie were right beside her, because she flipped over and landed on her arm and you could literally see the bone. It was the most disgusting thing ever.
Came off like 6 days before we flipped.
That shows how much effort you guys put in.
And she's still like...
As utterly gross as that story is.
And then she still went on and done a solo and she done great.
Yeah, and
she had a solo, yeah.
The stuff. So good. I want to mention again, Jake's dad, what's his name?
Paul.
Paul and Debbie, who passed away, said they got married only recently, did they?
They got married 2 weeks before Debbie passed away, yeah. Oh, they danced at the wedding.
And you guys danced at the wedding?
Yeah.
You've seen a lot of life.
We've been through a lot the last couple of months it's not even a dance skill, it's a family. As a family, we've been through all the emotions and it's just, you know what, when they come into the dance class, you know they're getting all that out. Because you tell the story through dance, you're getting all that emotion out through dance. Like Jake buried his mother and the next day was in dancing.
Isn't that extraordinary?
You know what I mean? Like I think Sonny was more upset than Jake for the few days after it. They were more upset for him and feeling it for him. But we know that's his safe place. And when he didn't come to dancing the one time after she'd passed away, I said to him, now when he comes back, you need to be, I know yous are upset for him, but yous need to be that happy place that yous always are for him when he come in, but he just laughs, doesn't he?
Yeah.
All the time. And Sonny was actually on the plane with him and he texted me because I had to fly to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Then to Prague, but they flew to Paris and to Prague and I was like, how are yous getting on? Are yous all thing? And he's like, I'm sitting beside Sonny, she won't stop talking. I can't wait for my ears to pop so I can't hear her anymore.
So when bad things happen, Sonny, you're the person, go on.
Actually, he went to sleep and I went to sleep and then he woke up. And I was like, hey, Jake.
And you're there again, ready to talk.
Okay. He's like, oh my God, Sonny, shut up. I actually have a video of him saying, I got him to say, that Britney thing.
Britney,
And he was holding his throat, and he was like, hey, Britney. so funny.
You're having the time of your life. I want to talk about the dance itself because Lisa Marie on our team knows dance and she was describing it. It's an incredible thing. I saw it's a 4-minute routine.
Yeah.
Some Lion King music. There's a medley of music, isn't there? Can you describe it to people just put on their heads? Because there's a huge troupe on stage.
Yeah.
All have to know what you're all doing at every moment.
So we started off with the Lion King, the Circle of Life. So like, na da da da. The kids are going to laugh hearing me talking, singing this. But like when we're practicing, I sing the music with my voice before I play it, so they know, right, that's the beat you go on.
Makes
and that's
sense.
The thing.
Yep.
And I mix that music then at home, so kind of you need to have the strong beats to hit the beats and get the lifts on the beat, and then there's the soft music to show you have technique and you're able to dance with technique, and then there's a trick section where you need to get the crowd going and all these different things you have to think of, and then squash it down to 4 minutes. It might seem long, but it's not a lot time. And then what happened was when we got over, the stage was so big that they had to run like from one side to the other, and
huger
the timing was kind
distances.
Of behind.
Yes. Like it was.
So I was kind of panicking. But what was I like at the side of the stage? I was screaming.
Go
my head
out.
Keep going.
Like one of the lifts on time, and when you like smack your legs on it,
like
I
we
just
never get
Nisha
that
back. Like on the side of the court, and she was like, "Yes!" I was just like, "We done it."
Highly technical is how Lisa Marie described upstairs, and the lovely energy and lyrical. There's an amazing moment where I think it's four dancers lie completely on the floor, hold on to each other by the feet, and you lift them up and they just go totally rigid, and there's like
a
kind of Mexican wave domino.
Yeah, there's probably like a technical like word for it, but we make up our own thing. So like say in ballet they do like first position, second position, we would be like penguin feet, you know, like, that's
good,
how you say it. And we call that the worm, but I actually don't even know what the real name is for it.
Worm
it's
is
like a worm
name.
So one child will follow and follow, and you try and tell them like, don't lift with your back, you're going to hurt your back, lift with your legs. But we've done it that many times that they just know, right, that's next and that's next. And
Someone does an amazing amount of pirouetting on the stage.
Jake.
That's just Jake, is it? Okay. On his own, it just goes on and on, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm feeling dizzy myself looking at that. Brilliant choice of music. Also, really confident exit. You kind of do a slide dance.
They need to stay in character on and off the stage. Sonny is in your line.
So we know Maisie said she was the crazy character. What was your? Did you have a character?
She was just being flung everywhere as a lion. Yeah. She has no fear, so I'm like, who wants to fly? And her hand goes straight up, like me.
You said it's difficult to pick who to bring into studio today. When it comes to the solos, that must be a difficult...
They all get a solo.
Oh, they all do?
I give them all a solo, but what happened was I auditioned them all, and the country organiser, she picked the solo. So you're only allowed 4 in each category. So we had 4 in Maisie's section, we had 4 in the lyrical section, and then the jazz solos and so on. So some of them didn't. Some of them didn't get to do their solos, but they all have solos for the competitions we compete in Ireland.
Yes, it's extraordinary.
Yeah.
We'll put the video up actually on our RT Radio 1 Instagram, so people can see the dance and the worm that we're talking about. thanks a million for both of you for coming in. The fundraising, I know you found it very stressful, but remind people again about the origins of this dance school, which is really your mam's passion, wasn't it, from years ago? How long has the Arkans Dance Academy been around?
Over 30 years now.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And like you're obviously, you're way too young to
be 25,
there. What age were you? You joined, you were kind of like
I was wheeled in
it, as a teenager, weren't you?
I was wheeled in there as a baby. I danced for my mum. And then at 16, then I kind of started to teach. Mm-hmm. But throughout COVID, so when COVID happened, my mum came really sick. She actually had a stroke.
Right.
And I was like, there's so much like stress and stuff going on. I started teaching the kids fully and kind of like took it over them. She's still there now. She's not going anywhere anytime soon. Yeah.
Was she able to travel?
Yeah.
She's
there. She's fine. Yeah. They could hear her. Yeah. She's like the loudest supporter.
I'm so surprised that nobody, like, she still has a voice.
Yeah. She was screaming for them. She's like my biggest supporter. So she's their biggest supporter.
And
she's
just
amazing.
Like, doesn't care. Like, what anyone thinks.
Oh,
if we even come last, she'll still be happy for us.
Yeah.
She'll just be like,
you're amazing. Yeah. Some of them
she
would
will
have,
encourage you, Maisie, no matter what.
Some of them would have, like, I'd say point your toes. Some of them would have, like, big flex feet and be completely wrong. She was like, you're amazing. I'm like, why are you doing that?
Incredible story. And you had to pick, obviously, the troupe to go there, but you've way more than that in and out of the dance.
Yeah, so in the stage school, so we've 28 kids in the competition team. In the stage school, there's over 100 kids from the north in our city that come into us, into the hall. Yeah.
Brilliant.
It's amazing.
And because we told us last time, you charge so little for them to do this and it means so much to them.
Yeah.
It's only £3 a lesson?
€3, yeah. €3 per class.
Yeah.
And then obviously that goes off the heating and the electricity and everything else that we need to do in the hall. We do parties, don't we? Halloween.
Yeah.
Catwalk. Yeah. They make up their own costumes and the most creative costume is the winner, and they go for like, we go for a treat meal or see a show or something like that. And then we have awards at Christmas time. We try and give them as much parties as keep the fun in it, you know what I mean? Because they do work so hard throughout the year.
And you work hard as well. Maisie, tell us what this woman beside you, what she means to you and your...
She literally does everything, like, does everything, like, I don't know.
There are no words.
I can't put it in words. Yeah.
She's deadly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. And you really moved people here. How do we put this on a more secure footing? Because the fundraising was to get you to Prague. You're home now. You still have all the issues you had before. And I know you pay your bills, but there's always a little bit left, isn't there, when you come out of the post office for just the Leckie bill alone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's obviously where everything rising, where we are and stuff like that. It's just like constant, we're behind on stuff and we choose which competitions we want to go to, because obviously we can't go to them all. Don't want to put that stress on their parents, but we would love to be able to go to more competitions in Ireland and get them, let them experience like different stuff.
One of the problems is that dance isn't recognised as a sport here.
Yeah, like there's nowhere we can actually go as a dance skill. Or, you know, like you hear different organisations like football, and they all have these big companies behind them, and the government actually recognise it as a sport. But like when you see them dancing, they are athletes. Like they're as much athletes as a footballer. I'd actually love to see someone doing football trying to come and
well, we know, and I know you're not political, like, but we know that their sports grants get fired into private schools and quite wealthy clubs as well. And this is the inner city. You're looking after so many kids.
Yeah.
It means the world to them. We can hear this morning. But if we just got a sports grant heading in a direction, it would sort all your problems. Yeah. You're not looking for much.
No, come here. Even when we got that money, I was kind of saying like, it's fine now, like we don't need any more, thanks so much everyone. Everyone's saying to me, why are you saying that? I'm like, because we don't need, like we have what we need to get over there. But then there was some amazing people reaching out saying, no, we actually want to help the club and help with the build and help with all of that. And I was like, it was just amazing. Like Jake and we have another senior, Maya, they got accepted into dance college.
Really?
And for me, like that was a moment where I was like, right, I'm after training them well enough to be accepted into dance college,
sure.
Like from where we're from, and like, it's just amazing. So we were able out of that money to pay their deposits off dance college, and we're going to do fundraisers and all throughout the year now to help them.
That is fantastic, because obviously that has to be paid for as well.
Yeah.
And how difficult it is to get in there, but your troop are third in the world. Sunny,
we had a senior, Brooke. She was accepted into dance college. She actually auditioned a few times in England. Our man brought her over to England to audition her, and she's gone to England now, dance college. Yeah.
Yeah. It's incredible, because you're representing Ireland, you have bronze medal. People are going to be asking us, are you going to enter the next Dance World Cup?
Financially, no. And stressfully, no. It's abroad again. I think like...
Spain. It's in Spain next time.
Yeah, if we could like fundraise for a couple of years and maybe go in two or 3 years, maybe we could go again. But my...
It's every year, is it, the Dance World Cup?
Happens every year. But my thing would be for them to do more competitions here in Ireland and maybe England, and you know, like them weekend competitions, like 10 days was a lot, and it was a lot of stress and it was a lot of pressure and
build up towards the world.
A lot of money, yeah.
Okay. People are really moved by your story. This person says, what an uplifting interview. What a group. I'm in tears here listening to their love and determination and humour. What an inspiration. Fair play to everyone. Congratulations on the fantastic success. That's for Anne-Marie in Dublin 13. It's lovely to hear the Arkans Dance School. It's such a good time at Prague and they did so well. Their enthusiasm is infectious. Congrats to all, says Susan. More than what an inspiring group. Love the interview. Thank you, lads. You were all brilliant, says Kathy. Lots of praise. By the way, speaking of fundraising, somebody helped you out when you got to Prague. You had a generous benefactor as well.
Yeah, Dennis O'Brien. It was just amazing. He sent two ladies that work for him. I actually had a meeting, so it was in the Google building, so I had thought it was Google, and I told the parents Google was helping us, but it wasn't. It was actually him.
Yeah.
It was just in that building. He sent two of his ladies actually over to Prague, and he organised for the kids to go on a bus.
A boat.
They went on a boat trip and they had like a dinner on the boat, and like for them to have that memory, it's just... And then he sent them to the water park on the day we had free, and they had a ball in the water.
Yeah, it was so fun.
Everybody.
From like 12 to like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And we were just like in the water all day. Like, I went to my ma and she said, I didn't see yet all day. Like, it was real fun. And we just kept going on the same water slide over and over.
Yeah, like, was it the blue one?
The blue one.
The blue one. You get like thrown around the whole place. Like, yeah. It was like 5 we water slides in a one thing.
There's a water park.
Yeah, we were like.
But you love being thrown around, Sunny, anyway.
Yeah.
We were banging our heads and our hips and our
one of them came out with a bruise. I was like, please don't go on the side again. You have to dance tomorrow.
It was so fun.
That, so that's what your mum was like, where are you all day? It's like, well, yeah. Dennis and has got me on a boat.
If you, if you had seen the Maz, you would have said different. The Maz wasn't looking for them. They were enjoying themselves as well. I was looking for some of the parents and they were running around getting on the slides.
Oh,
I was looking for
so
my mum
and
someone said, she's floating in the lazy river. Like, oh my God.
Fair play to Dennis. He's in need of good yeah. press. So he gets it this morning. Good pal of mine. I'm sure he'd be absolutely delighted with the mention.
Yeah.
There's another message coming in. I presume this is related to our discussion earlier on about energy drinks. I see kids buying 6 packs of these drinks in Lidl every day. They're just hearing so much energy today and maybe they're thinking, but that was not for the dancers, I'm sure.
No.
Look, people are so moved by the passion and everything you've done. Alicia Arkins, I know you want to congratulate your medal winners. You don't get a medal yourself.
No. They are my medal, yeah. Seeing them smile is everything. I, you know what, on the Wednesday over there, I like went on a full, like, I was like, am I good enough for them? Am I putting them out there? Are they feeling like I'm not doing enough for them? So when they won the medal on Wednesday, it was just that reassurance and like the pressure. And I was thinking of everyone back home as well. I'm like, they're going to think the kids weren't good enough and they are good enough, you know, like that. So when they won
there
it
no
on
problems.
The Wednesday, yeah. We were... It was just that relief of, right, you had to do it. They done everyone proud. Everyone back home knows.
You've done
like
us
if
all.
Someone won a bronze in the Olympics.
Oh, for goodness, I was about to say, you've you know done us I mean? All proud yeah. and you should be really, really happy with everything. And you've moved us, blown us away with your passion, dedication and wholehearted bleeding deadliness. Is that fair to say? We're going to go to an ad break. Girls, will you join me in an applause for Alicia this time? Alicia Arkins, thank you so much. 51551 is the text. Back shortly.
Email oliver@rte.ie. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
Messages still coming in for Alicia, and they're still with us in studio, by the way. Alicia Arkins and the two girls. Isn't it great to hear kids with Dublin accents rather than silly American accents? You just are yourself, Sonny and Maisie, aren't you? And there's another one. They're asking about funding still and whether they can donate. Your GoFundMe page is still live, Alicia, isn't it?
It is,
it's gone past the target.
It's gone past the target.
And also GoFundMe, they take a chunk of what's raised as well, I think 6% or something, maybe 2%.
Yeah.
I just don't have the details to hand, but they do take a chunk of something. But you'll have to figure out a way of direct... You're not calling for it, but people want to give you money for your electricity.
Yeah, like to get them to Prague was all I was like... aiming for, and for people to be able to do that for us was amazing. But people have asked, like, can we donate soon? So we got messages and we were able just to get back to people through messages. So if anyone wants a text, and we'd be happy to.
It's there, okay.
To do it. Yeah.
Arkans, that's what we're gonna. Before we go, Sunny, do you want to say hello to your sisters who are also in the dance troupe? You have two sisters, do you?
Yeah, Macy Lee and Eliza Blue.
What is it?
Macy Lee and Eliza
Blue. Macy Lee and Eliza Blue.
Yeah.
Beautiful names, all ready for showbiz. Thanks, Sunny. Maisie, you have one sister.
Yeah, Molly, but she's probably asleep right now.
You say she doesn't deserve a shout out, even though she will. She's got a medal as well.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Yeah. Thank you all so much for coming. Enjoy your day. Yeah. I have to go to Claire Byrne. She's coming up next. So we'll chat again, sure. I actually won't be here for the next 2 days, by the way, but more. Joran will be keeping you company. I'll be back here on Thursday morning. So until then, slán.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.